This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Today, I have Jonathan Kahn back on the show with me, and he's going to share some brand new, shocking information with me, as well as a critical update on what's happening in Israel right now and what it means for the end times timeline. For access to today's entire show, become a subscriber today at endtimes.com for only $7 a month. Also want to remind you of my new book, Look Up, which is available now. Just visit the link below to purchase. I'm Jimmy Evans. Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. Said that something happened last year, which was a Shemitah year, that continues the mystery of the Shemitah.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, Jim, I've never shared this anywhere. I mean, this is, you know, when I think of Shemitah, I think of you. For some reason, we talk about it. But yeah, now the first thing for those who know about the Shemitah, and first of all, I always put in the, from the beginning, I put in the caution, listen, God doesn't have to do anything. You can't put him in a box. Nothing has to happen, but be ready, be aware, you know. But the Shemitah is the seven-year mystery, the ordination of God, that on the seventh year, debts are wiped out. It's an economic wipeout. It's all that. Now, it's a blessing. But when you turn away from God, this thing actually becomes a countdown for judgment in the Bible, the 77s of death, right. Whole thing. But so the point is, it's not that it has to happen, but it happened again. But when we, 2001, you had, 2008, and on the exact day of the Shemitah, you had the greatest wipeouts in history. 2015 was also, the most dramatic was 2001 and 2008, but 2015 was also the next time you had the stock market go into the red. It hadn't happened since 2008. Losses. You had the greatest, some of the greatest crashes in all the other markets or trade. China collapsed by happening. But now, 2022, what happened? Did anything happen? Yeah, it happened. 2022 was the worst year of the stock market since 2008, the Shemitah of 2008. Yeah. It was the worst year of the bonds and stocks since the Great Depression. It was the worst year in the bond market. Okay, usually if the stock market crashes, the bond market will stay. Yeah. But this year both of them crashed. And it was the worst year for the bond market in the history of the bond market.
Oh my gosh.
This Shemitah absolutely was the worst year ever. It was the worst year of stocks and bonds combined, the global market, in history as well. Lost about $30 trillion. The markets like the NASDAQ and the S&P were down 20%, 30%. People don't realize and you had the Bitcoin crash. Some people said it was the worst year ever because it affected everything. But yeah, it happened again. And the Shemitah began in 2021 in September. By January, the stock market reversed itself and it was going down since then. Then when you get to the peak, the peak that Elul 20, the very end is the peak. You had a crash all over on that week that brought every market into the bear market on the week of the Shemitah. Now after that was over, only afterwards you start seeing a recovery. Now we don't know what's gonna happen after, but yeah, I've never shared this anywhere, Jimmy, but actually it came back in full force.
Well, that's the reason that you're the one that, originally was talking about the Shemitah in 2001, 2008, 2015, now again on 2022.
Yeah.
So let me switch gears a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about Israel. And I know you're very connected to Israel. What is happening there right now in this morning's newspaper, Israel's wanting to annex the Jordan Valley. They're wanting to build 10,000 more houses in Judea and Samaria. That's been condemned by United States, Canada, France, England. There's a tension building. Joel chapter 3, God says, in those days at that same time when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I'm going to enter into the judgment with the nations in the valley of Jehoshaphat for the way they've treated my heritage, my people Israel, and they've divided up my land. And so this is something that we see happening the division of the land of Israel, which ultimately Armageddon is about Jerusalem. Armageddon is about the division of the land of Israel. Okay. And there's going to be the worldwide outcry against Israel because they're not going to give up Jerusalem. Yeah, I don't believe they ever will. But what do you see right now in current events in Israel? What do you think is happening related to the end times?
Well, one is exactly what you say, that, you know, the controversy over Israel never ends. You know, and here is the Jewish people said, if we could just get back to Israel, all our problems will be solved. The reason why the world hates us is because we don't have a nation. We're not like the others. Once we get back, we're going to have peace. Well, the Bible says something very different. And that's what happened. So it never stops. I mean, since you and I probably were kids, there's never a time that Israel is not out of controversy. That's amazing. Right. I mean, how many other stories are like that? I mean, the Cold War is gone. Yeah. But look at that. It's still the same. And it's progressed. So, yeah, that's one thing that the Bible says. The other, and as you said, the end game is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is always the center of all this. Now in the time of I don't know if you've been there recently, Jimmy, but, you know, I'm sure you have.
We were there in December, last December. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and one of the things that I don't know if you notice it, I notice it, but you know, when I first came, when I would go on the Temple Mount, there was like you couldn't have the slightest thing. I mean, they're still very tough, but you couldn't do it. But now we've actually prayed on the top. There are actually Jewish people praying on the top. They've kind of lightened up, and you know, and they're there's more and more talk about the even in the Knesset and even about the possibility of restoring the Temple Mount, which is ultimately what it has to be for prophecy to come true.
Right.
So things have never stopped with that. You know, it's almost like a spotlight. First, the spotlight's on Israel. Then it's got to go into Jerusalem, which it has. Then it's got to go to the Temple Mount.
Right.
And there's more and more talk about that. There's been more and more action on that. The fact that even, you know, what we saw with Donald Trump, and we cannot minimize that to any degree. What he did was historic and was gigantic.
Absolutely.
And was prophetic. It was the first time a world leader since ancient times specifically recognized Jerusalem for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And so this is the, and by the way, let me throw something in out of it, but I wrote the book called The Oracle about that. But one thing about that is that, you know, to America, Trump, and we'll see what happens in this election, but America, Trump is a Jehu in every way. And you know, as we spoke, to Israel, he's a Cyrus,
right?
Because he did what he did. But the interesting thing is, you know, remember it says Cyrus. It says after 70 years, it was his first year. He came to world power in his first year. After 70 years, he recognized Jerusalem. He told him he could go back, build a house. Well, when you look at there's a date that actually the world separated Jerusalem from Israel. It was actually the date when the United Nations voted that they would have an Israel again, but they separated Jerusalem legally in that same day, in November, with that declaration. So ever since then, legally, the entire world, including the United States, said no Jerusalem for Israel. Well, that lasted until Trump did what he did.
Yes.
Now, when you take the Hebrew calendar from the day of that UN decision, the separation of Jerusalem, you take 70 years, says 70 years, and it says in the Bible, after 70 years, then Cyrus issued the proclamation. The day after that, you take 70 years exactly, day after is the day that Trump issued the declaration of Jerusalem. So God has his way, and no matter what happens, no matter what the world says, no matter what the United Nations says, Israel is not moving, and Jerusalem is not moving. And, you know, our eyes need to be on the Temple Mount, because that is, we know it, and that is where it's all converging.
Well, we were there in December, and we went through the Temple Institute. I don't know if you've ever been through there.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yes. But fascinating tour through there. And they began by saying, these are not replicas. These are not just lookalikes. These are kosher. All of the instruments, all of the musical instruments, all of the wardrobe for the priest, these are all kosher, and these will be used in the Third Temple. And one of the things that was very interesting, Rabbi, when we were leaving, the last thing we saw was a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. And they said, we know the location of the Ark, and when the time comes, we'll go get it. And so what I believe was that when you look at, I have a rabbi on the show, Mark Biltz from Washington State.
Yes.
But we talk about the blood moons in 1949 and 1950, that was the Holy Land. In 1967, 68, that was the Holy City. But then in 2014 and 2015, there were also the Tetrad of Blood Moons. I believe in 2014 and 15, it was the Holy Temple, because that's about the time that there was a tremendous activity, increase in activity and freedom for the Jews on the Temple Mount. And I don't know the timing of this, but you know as well as I know, there's gonna be a rebuilt temple. You know, there's at some point in time. Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. What do you think about Iran? Obviously Ezekiel 38 and 39, we're seeing that war unfold. Now, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen. Iran has now a hypersonic missile that can reach Israel in 400 seconds, 6.66 minutes. They believe that the Israelis believe that they're very close to enriching enough uranium to have a nuclear weapon, which obviously this is an existential threat to Israel. They cannot wait to get attacked by Iran. What do you think about what's going on?
Yeah, major. Well, you know, Jimmy, when I was just coming to the Lord, and it was prophecy that led me to the Lord. I picked up the late great planet Earth. I was an atheist. I picked up the late planet Earth. That got me started. And I went to this prophecy thing. I wasn't a believer. I'm a Jewish guy coming in there. And they're speaking about Iran, about that the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39. And it clearly says Persia, and that's, we know it's Iran. And somebody stood up and said, it's never gonna happen. Iran is one of the biggest allies of Israel and America. And I remember a guy, that was back then, a guy stood up and said, you know what? He said, it says, the Bible says this, so this something's gonna happen. And sure enough, just a few years later came the revolution.
Right.
And so God, you never bet against God or his prophecy. Yeah. So there it is. So here you have Iran, which actually, it's almost like the devil always uses things that, you know, here was a nation that actually blessed Israel at one point, blessed Israel with the return of Israel. Actually, the Lord has, you know, the Abraham covenant has only allowed Iran to stay on. It's the only one of those great powers that actually stayed on intact, because it was the only one of those powers that allowed Israel to come back.
Wow.
So God honors that, but then the enemy's gonna use it. Clearly, Ezekiel gives speaks of Russia, and, you know, people try to kind of, that's that area, it's Russia, it's that area. You have that, you have Turkey, Togarma, and they're in alliance now. And you have Iran in there, considered the most dangerous nation now. Yeah. And so it really, I don't think we've ever seen these things fall into place with Ezekiel 38 and 39 as far as alliances, ever, as we're seeing now. You know, there's one thing in Daniel where he says that he's praying and the angel comes to him and says, I was fighting, I was delayed because of the prince of Persia, the Tsar Paras, you know, which is a specific entity, you know, speaking about the gods or the spirits, a specific entity which is devoted to Persia or to Iran. And this is a demonic entity. And so now when Iran turned against Israel, this entity, you know, talk about the gods, if I had to do a version, an Iranian version of the turn of the gods, look what happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, they became the most, you know, they are bent on destruction, literally. And they're the ones who are behind much of the attacks on Israel from Hezbollah, from the Gaza Strip. It's the same spirit, this prince of Persia. And so it is bent on destroying Israel, but God is bent on redeeming Israel. So not going to happen. So I believe, this is a continual, talk about spiritual things behind the physical. There's a war between Michael and the Prince of Persia behind Netanyahu, behind all this, and it's going to go until it's fulfilled.
And we know who wins.
Yes.
Rabbi, Return of the Gods, your newest book, Jonathan Cahn, New York Times bestselling book. You can get this anywhere, Amazon, your local bookstore. Anything else you want to say about how people can contact you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you can get it anywhere. I pray that people get it, not just for themselves, but for people in their lives, because everybody has people in their lives who are subject big time in this, and that God would use it to free them. The other thing is that a little while back, the Lord gave it the opening to have a motion picture in theaters across America. By the way, Jimmy, and I'm just saying it to the glory of God. By God's grace, when it came out, it was the number two movie in America, just under Doctor Strange, Marvel's Doctor Strange. So God used it. But if you missed it or you saw it, it's now streaming everywhere on Amazon Prime. If you can, you can get the DVD. If you go to harbingersofthingstocome.com, harbingersofthingstocome.com, that's the name of the movie, or Amazon Prime, it's everywhere. But Jimmy, it's always a blessing to be with you. And I just heard we're going to be together with Perry, our friend Perry Stone.
Yes.
That'll be a blessing too. But always a blessing for what you're doing. From the day we first met in New York City, I've always been blessed by your ministry tremendously.
You're a dear friend, and you're the most brilliant end times guy I know, and I tell everybody that. Your materials are just, they freak me out. I mean, it's just, and they're so enlightening and so encouraging, but you just bring the ancient history to today and just prove God is in all these things that are happening. And we know who's going to win. Bless you, my friend. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you.
We have much more from Jonathan's interview on our subscription site, endtimes.com. He's going to be sharing some brand new research he has just learned about the Respect for Marriage Act. Is this demon possession that is taking place in America? Jonathan will be unpacking that and much more. To become a subscriber and see the entire show, visit endtimes.com and join us for only $7 a month. Along with the rest of today's interview, you'll get access to all of our End Times articles, shows, and teaching. Join us at endtimes.com today.